Welcome on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, evening. Or whatever the hell it is for you. Could be a Tuesday, a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. We don't release on a Taco Tuesday. What the hell was that?
So you said, he's like, it could be a Tuesday. And it made me think of this YouTube video that was like huge back when I was in middle school and high school. It was labeled Target Pooping. And he's like, it was a Monday. You know, I was in Target. Sorry, I just love that video. I don't know if that video is still up on YouTube, but it is a great kicker.
About him putting his feet on the seat and pretending he was a ghost.
Yes. I love it.
Were the days back in the day when everybody had a similar sense of humor. Nowadays, nobody has a sense of humor except for Bo Burnham. Shout out to Bo Burnham. He's the founder of comedy.
White girls Instagram. I love that song.
I'm more fond of his, I had it on repeat, and it's only like a minute and a half long. It's, what is it? It's like...
From his new one?
Yeah. One second.
See, because the only thing that was coming to my mind was, I think it's from What? The... I wouldn't bought it if I knew the lettuce wouldn't fit.
Is that from What? No, that's from Make Happy, which hasn't been released on Spotify. It's called Look Who's Inside Again.
Which one's that?
Went out to look for a reason.
That song
to
hide is like
again.
Ripping it
it's,
apart.
It's literally a minute and 23 seconds, and on Friday I had it on loop because I was like, I was not quite dead, and I was not quite alive. It's similar to a constant state of sleep paralysis.
Yikes. What's that one going That's around TikTok Taco. Right from... now? The Jeff Bezos one. Oh, my gosh.
You did it!
I love Bo Burnham. Like, I've been watching him since the OG stuff on YouTube. Back
Zuckerberg
when he was, like, really
Gates
crude.
Bucket amateur in second.
Okay. Yeah, this is I don't even know. Not a one of those
this
podcasts.
This is a Star Wars podcast.
This is Star Wars, not
Bo Burnham.
Granted, I could do a whole massive podcast on Bo Burnham because I love him so much.
What is it? Like, my favorite line he's ever done was in Make Happy during that same Chipotle song where he's like, look at, come and watch this skinny white kid with a mentally or steadily declining mental health attempt to give you what he cannot give himself. Yeah. It's like, oh, Bo. Ooh. But go ahead.
Oh, I was going to bring up the Pandarin song.
Oh.
I love it because, I mean.
You dumb mother. Want a key change?
Emphatically meandering.
Coming from Texas, you know, you gotta find.
Well,
because
Nashville country is pretty much a Pandarin.
Yeah, if you're like, well, how does city slickers talk? I'm not from Texas.
See, I'd think of someone from like New York or Boston.
Well, if you're from New York,
like, where's my khakis?
And that, or was it
my khakis?
Or Minnesota is like, yeah, we don't know what kind of music you listen to down there.
Don't you know?
No damn country
you
music.
You sound like you're from Canada.
they're basically Canadian.
No.
Yes, they
we
are.
We just lost
they,
all of our Minnesota
that,
demographic.
That's perfectly fine. Canadians are smart.
I know we do have some listeners from Michigan, so let's just not.
Like I said, Canadians are smarter than Minnesotans. But hold on.
Are you okay, Gucci?
Minnesotans will be like, what kind of country music you got down there? And be like, well, Texas country music. And they'll be like, oh, like the Kane Brown. Like, I had some guy. Hold on. I had some guy. If you're not interested in country music, skip like 5 minutes. I had some guy at work the other day that was like, yeah. He's like 54 years old. And he was like, yeah, my wife is getting into this country music singer. Because I was recommending him like Tyler Childers, Coulter Wall, Cody Johnson. And he was like, well, my wife's into Kane Brown. And I'm like, Bro, you're 54 years old. Do you realize that's not country music? And he's like, yeah, it's more on the pop side, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm like, why? You couldn't have come to this conclusion by yourself? Anyway, we're a Star Wars podcast that occasionally talks about country music.
Sorry, I had another. So my students, they know that I like country music, and they know that I like Red Dirt country music. And this one kid comes up to me. Gosh, this is probably like February, whatever. He comes up to me in the morning, and he's like, I got a song that you don't know. I'm like, okay. I'm like, what's the genre? He's like, I country. I was like, Texas country? He's like, yeah. I was like, okay, let me listen to it. And so he gives me his earbud and he starts playing it. And it's, who was it? Who was it?
Wow, you suck.
I know. I had it and then I lost it. It was a Co-Wetzel song. He's bet you don't know this. 14th, and he starts playing it. Yeah. And I was like, dude, I could sing this entire song in front of you, but it's not appropriate.
Taco Bell.
If you have never heard the song, okay, sorry, I know we're Star Wars podcast, but it's hilarious.
He gets arrested. He actually just recently got arrested again. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
That doesn't surprise me. So the song is called February 14th, 2014. God, no.
Yeah. Co makes me Wetzel.
Ew, no.
It's February
28th, 2016.
Shows you how much I like Taco Bell.
It is a hilarious song about basically the singer getting arrested in Stephenville, Texas, because he was too high to drive himself to Taco Bell.
If you've never heard of Stephenville, Texas, that's a shithole who likes to stay out of 6A competitive football.
So they can
beat up on small schools.
Okay, let's get back to Star Wars.
There's us. Everybody's like, man, this episode already sucks. Well, guess what? This chapter has nothing in it except hope. And shattered dreams.
Wow.
I guess that's what you're into. So this is a Star Wars podcast where we talk about everything Star Wars.
And chapter sometimes by music.
chapter by chapter. Issues per run. Each issue.
Wow.
By run.
Comic book runs by issue.
It's episodes series, for you the get series.
The
movies.
Let me do it.
Oh my god.
Okay. So books are chapter by chapter. Comic book runs are by issue. TV series you get by episode. And movies you get us just talking about the movies. In 27,000 years, we will also be getting into video games because, you know, our first video game's not for, like, ever. We'll figure that out eventually. You can follow us on...
Go ahead, sorry.
On Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at WayfinderPod. You can also follow me on Twitter at DarthLadyShaw. You can follow Ty himself on Twitter at...
Dabamamamanga.
Okay, you can buy our merch on our Etsy page, which is Wayfinder Pod. You can also buy some merch on Teespring, which is also Wayfinder Pod. If you go to our Twitter, we do have a link tree where you can go and find everything that we have produced.
Did you finish?
It's a messaging thing.
Yes, it's a secure messaging thing.
I'm old.
So if you ever want to boogie with somebody and it be safe.
My students use that safe app. That's where I've heard it from.
That's where they get the
I don't want to know.
Yep. Anyway, so with that being said, welcome to the High Republic.
Centuries before the rise of the Empire, prosperity, pioneering, and adventure marked the era of the High Republic.
Chapter 27, Elfrana, page 215 to 221.
Ooh.
This chapter opens up with, we're going to be all right.
Flashback. Flashbacking to chapter 22, when we first saw the Blythe family. So the Blythe family includes Erica, the mom, Otto, the father, Ron, the son, who's like a teenager-ish, and then we have Bea, who is a kid. I forget how old she is. She's like 7 or 8, I think. Now, the Blythe family come from a wealthy family on Alderaan, and they were on Elfrana to basically, what's the phrase?
How would you farming, put it? Really?
I mean, to have a very peaceful and simple life. Basically, to have their kids grow up outside of Alderaan.
What does Krennic say? Boring, I imagine. Is that what he says?
Yes, ever since what's her face died. But in chapter 22, we do have the Nihil cloud, basically. I don't know. We have a group of Nihil under Lorna D's Tempest who tried to go and kidnap this family.
They are not doing a very good job.
No, they are sucking it up.
Making a mess everywhere.
Yeah. So, and their speeders blew up, so they had to take Steely's. Yeah. And we start this chapter with them all running away.
Because if you remember the last time we saw this whole group of people, the Nihil were, even though they had the numbers, they were still being outsmarted.
Yeah, by a chick with a tablet and a and droids, basically.
And here again, they get for the summary for this chapter, they get outsmarted again. Even to the point where it's like they make mention, okay, we've lost our speeder bikes, so we're in the red on this one. So if we kill any of these people,
we're even more in the red.
Yeah, so we can't really kill them. So not only are they in a pickle, but they can't kill them. And they have some angels fast on their heels. Because the way this entire chapter is positioned is it's actually like a pretty good nail biter for like the contained situation that it's in. The wife, if I'm not mistaken, keeps looking back behind them.
Yeah, so she keeps looking back because their son, Ron, had actually noticed the three Steelies first. And he like did this little like tap to his mom, like a foot tap, like tap, tap, tap.
And then look.
Yeah. And then like a back. And then, but the mom wasn't able to look. And that's when the son, he said, what did he say? It was really funny. God, where did it go? Oh, he said to his sister, he said, "Don't cry, B. This dumb lizard's not going to hurt you." And that's when the Trandoshan guard kicked him, and his mom was able to look behind them as to what was coming.
Yes, and they note that that they were too busy looking ahead, so they were being very cautious. And then they decided, well, I'm gonna do it one more time. And then they finally caught on to what they were doing, and they were like, oh,
well. And you know, shit. they weren't aware of what was going on because all they hear is the Steely's
yes
hoof sounds. And if you listen to the audiobook, which Ty hated, he couldn't handle it. All you hear is
and even better yet, because they're unaware of the lack of their situational awareness, they're going slowly. They're not going at a like a incredibly fast pace, or they're not even going really at a moderate pace. They're trotting along. So that's the kind of situation they're in. And if it wasn't for the father, who makes a clicking noise at the top of his mouth, three of them, I think,
yeah.
The Steely stop and throw the Nihil riders from their steeds.
Well, and, you know, if someone, you know, happened to have not read this book, and then be like, well, why aren't they just on their starship? We can answer that.
Yeah.
So
why is that, Kaylee?
So on page 216, it says iron on the left, magnetite on the right. The field generated by the two part of the field generated by the two part of the reason ships. Am I being weird?
Where are you at?
I'm on 216.
You want me to try to read it?
Yeah, because that just sounded weird coming out.
They were racing along a dirt track that had curved between the two set of hills. Iron on the left, magnetite on the right. The field generated by the two parts of the reason ships. Couldn't fly through this.
See what I'm saying?
The reason ships.
The field generated by the two part of the reason.
Generated by the two part of the reason ships.
couldn't fly through this part of a funnel.
Iron on the left, magnetite on the right, the field generated by the two part of the reason ships.
Like, I understand what it's trying to say, but the wording is... So basically...
Iron on the left,
so they're
the
going,
field generated by the two part of the reason ships.
So basically, they are between two hills. On the left side is a hill made of iron. On the right is a hill made of magnetite. Now, because these two are what? You said it earlier when we were talking about it. Iron and magnetite, the field generated.
It makes a magnet.
It's a magnet, which is why you can't fly through things.
Yes.
But that's what it's trying to say here. I know that's why, but like...
I want to read the whole thing.
That wording.
Iron on the left, magnetite on the right, the field generated by the two part of the reason ships couldn't fly. Generated by the two part of the reason ships couldn't fly through this part of Elfrana and the reason they weren't already in the Nihil starship headed off world. Iron on the left, magnetite on the right, the field generated... by the two part of the reason ships. That's stupid. Anyway.
that was a 5-minute segment. Just trying to read that.
So yeah, but magnetite is a reference to an iron ore that was used in Legends. And this is the first time it is mentioned in canon, by the way.
So this created an organomagnetic field. And basically when... Otto did the clicking sound and the Steely's hooves stopped. Like, they stopped dead.
Yeah.
Like, it was all magnetized because their hooves are Dura alloy, I believe.
And then so it's basically like a car going 100 miles an hour, stopping at zero, you not wearing a seatbelt.
And everybody flying.
Yep.
Now, it does say here in the middle of 218 that... I'll just read a couple paragraphs. It said, they stopped their Dura alloy hooves locking into the ground with the organomagnetic field that allowed them to climb even the steepest of Elfrano's mountains. Here, the maneuver simply removed all velocity cold in one quick snapping movement. Velocity, but not momentum, not inertia. Three of the Nihil were thrown from their saddles, whipping forward at enormous speed. Their guard, too, who was in the worst possible position when the Steely stopped, standing, unbalanced, in a fast-moving repulsor cart. She shot up and out as if fired from her own rifle. Now, if you go down a little bit, it does... This next part is coming from Erica, the mom's perspective. She said, or she was thinking, she was fairly sure she now knew what it sounded like when a Trandoshan skull split open against hard ironstone.
And good bloody riddance.
Like...
I wasn't gonna read that.
Oh, I'm sorry. And that Trandoshan's name, if I can find it, is Asaria, which Erica was like, ooh, that's a pretty name.
Yes, but the unfortunate thing about effing around is that eventually you do find out. So...
I was like, where are you going with that?
Well, the dad, you know, made the clicking noise. And here over in the middle of 219, it says, the butt of the rifle slammed down on Otto's head and he slumped. His eyes went blank and dazed. He was alive, but Erica didn't know how much of him was left just then. Her husband wouldn't be cooking up any more surprises of that, she was sure. So if you've ever seen somebody get knocked out in the UFC, or if you've ever seen somebody actually be shot, or something extremely violent going to the cerebral.
So you're saying he had it coming?
Because
you said if you...
Obviously.
If your family was in this situation, like, what would you have done?
I'm not defending the Nihil.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that they're in a very vicarious situation, and he was like, I'm going to do something risky. And guess what? When you do something risky, bad things do happen. Not defending the Marauders. Jesus Christ.
Well, it sounded like it.
Anyway, he slumped and his brain contents are now questionably out of his skull, probably. I don't know, maybe.
Well, they are mush in the spot that he was hit, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's going to be a potato.
Yeah, and the Nihil were trying to hit him again, and Erica jumped in the way, and she got cracked, basically... Probably has cracked ribs at this point.
Yeah, it took the breath out of her.
Well, yeah, I can imagine.
So yes, they do stop, correct?
Yes, they stop because they basically have to regroup.
Yeah, and their plan is to set a trap for those that are coming.
Was that?
Yeah, because it even says on page 221, Erica wanted to yell out and tell them they were riding into a trap. But they didn't think that she could hear her.
Was I just not paying attention with this?
I don't know. I'm reading your notes right now.
My notes? But like, what trap? I'm so confused.
What do you mean, what trap?
I mean, are they setting another trap or are they just...
Because it says here in the middle of page 221, I want to point out that she says she decided she would just believe he was still alive. Hope was a choice, not unwarranted either. So, like, she's still holding on to the fact that her husband might not be a vegetable. But also in the middle of page 220, it says, "We need to kill whoever is coming after us," the Nihil leader said to the rest of her crew. A cloud, she had called herself Ega, Rel. Get up the hill on either side. Find spots where you can have a good view of the canyon. Mac, Bugo, and I will keep going for the ship. We'll take the family with us so they'll have to come this way and take them out. So they didn't stop.
That's the trap. Yeah, okay, I had completely blocked that out of my mind.
Yes, so they did set up the trap, and Erica is very aware of this, and she wanted to yell out. And one of the most badass things I've personally heard since Avar Chris says, "This is Jedi Master Avar Chris, help is on the way," is then something happened. Three lines of light blossomed from the riders coming up fast behind them. One gold, one blue, one green, and Erica realized what was happening, who these people were. By the light, she breathed. They're Jedi.
That was dope, honestly. Like, especially, yeah! So I remember when I actually read this chapter by myself with the audiobook, and I was in bed, and you were asleep, and our kid was asleep, and I was like, yeah! And I was like, oh crap, they're asleep, my bad.
Let's go!
Magnificent!
Magnificent! Magnificent!
Oh god.
Anyway. Great chapter.
It was. You know, another short, sweet, kind of a whole like...
Feels like we're picking up steam.
Ooh, dun dun dun. I know, we are picking up steam. But remember, so although Erica wants to tell the Jedi that there's a trap coming, what's the other Jedi that's not with them right now? What's her name?
Indira Stokes.
Indira Stokes, yeah. Remember, she went back to the outpost, yeah. And she's going to get a Vector.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we better get used to this because it's like this till the end.
Well, which is fine. Like, we've had some lulls with a few chapters. Basically, us just catching up, where the character's catching up with us. Yeah.
I don't even feel like so far. There have been some chapters I don't really care for. My biggest problem with this book, and I think it'll be my biggest problem going forward, is the weird sentence structure and like the sentence we just read.
Yeah, that was a doozy.
Like, I'm going to have to listen to how Mark Thompson said it.
I wonder if he had to like read it like a bunch of times like us.
Well, I don't know his process. I don't, so I can't
That'd
speak
be
on
an
it.
Interesting. Is he on Twitter?
Yes, he is.
Ooh.
So with that being said, let's head on over to our book club.
The Sacred Jedi Tech!
The Sacred Jedi Tech!
Read them, have you? Page servers. They were none. Jedi Master Garrick says, "This chapter feels like a Western again." Well, guess what, Garrick? It is, baby. The Blythes' attempt to save themselves from the Nihil was pretty exciting. The part where the Steely herd stops and the Nihil go flying was a very satisfying moment. And the last passage is awesome. Three lines of light blossom from the riders coming up fast behind them. One gold, one blue, one green. Erica realized what was happening. These people were, by the light, she breathed, Jedi.
I do agree. This does feel like a Western, which is what yes. Star Wars is. It's a Western / what is it? Seven Samurai?
Feels like True Grit. I'll show you the scene after we get off, but it feels like a certain scene from True Grit.
Okay.
Do you want to read?
Yeah, so we have another entry. This comes from Jedi Knight Aki, I think.
Aki?
Okay. I'm being weird. I don't know.
I'm like, are you reading it? What are you doing?
Okay. They say in chat, they say, they don't say that. They said, chapter 27 is great. I love the sense of hope that it creates. God, I can't. Let me try again. Hate me.
I'm not hating you.
It's bedtime. Okay.
What the hell? It's 6 o'clock.
My brain is mush. Okay, I gotta go teach summer.
Let's go. Come on.
Okay. They said chapter 27 is great. I love the sense of hope that it creates. It reminded me of the first act of the book where everything seems hopeless, and then Avar Chris starts the transmission saying that help is on the way.
Yep.
All right. And then our last entry comes from Jedi Knight Ithorian
Historian. Do you want me to read this? Are you okay? Are you good
to
read
this? I'm okay as long as I read fast.
Okay. They have to understand it as well because I didn't understand what
you said. Did you really not?
No.
Okay, I guess you try.
Okay. Jedi Knight Ithorian Historian, who might be a Jedi Master soon. Who knows? I feel so bad for Erica and company. I feel so bad for Erica and company. This chapter is a roller coaster of hope and fear. Someone is about to catch them and maybe save them. Her husband is about to have his skull crushed. Is he even alive? Unknown! Then more hope as the sounds of the pursuers get closer. So good! These figures riding with the skill of Isabel Wirth. Lightsabers! Short and impactful. I can't wait to retire and start a steely farm on my private hardship above Ithor.
Okay, so honestly, like, that sounded kind of like just he wrote down his internal thoughts as he was reading the chapter, and I love it. Because, like, that's kind of like what my mind does. Like, as I'm reading it, I'm like commentating in my own head, like, that was beautiful.
Bless. Every time I see capitalized letters now, I think of Trump. So I'm so sorry because I heard was so good. Stop. Three figures riding the skill of Elizabeth Worth. Lightsaber.
Stop.
Anyway, thank you for commenting, Ithor. You should comment more often. You won't hear this until fucking March. So with that being said, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at WaveFinderPod. You can follow me on Twitter at Jumbawunga.
You can follow me on Twitter at Darth Lady Shaw. You can also find us on Wattpad.
Wattpad.
Wattpad, not WhatsApp. I feel like a dork now. I feel old. I'm getting there. Check out our merch on our Etsy page and also on Teespring. We didn't mention at the beginning that our artisan for Wayfinder Pod is Why Not Stuff.
Yep,
Gonza. And also Augusta Denise over at Fiverr created our music.
Yep. So, okay, then.
With that being said, we are all of the Republic.
The Republic Cool. The planet Cool.
Ride the storm. Was that a good?
Ride the storm.
See, I can't do it as well.